Today is the 19th of November, 1976, and this is Paul Cummings talking to Robert Graham at the Graham Gallery, 1014 Madison Avenue, New York City. Okay, and say that, you know, it was really started by Samuel Graham, right?
Yeah. The business was started in New York City sometime in the 1840s, but it's not until 1857 that we are able to find in the New York Registry the listing of the family business.
66 Third Avenue.
Yeah. Well, this I don't know whether it was, I don't know what the address was. In 1857, I don't know the address.
Oh, I see. That was later.
That could have been later. Yeah, that is in the 1880s or so. Now, it might be the original place, but I don't know. I haven't done enough research on it.
Right.
The only thing else that I can think of is that my great-grandfather Samuel, and then his son was called James Graham, ran the business. He also owned three butcher shops.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether it's interesting.
Yeah.
Up in Lenox Avenue. He also wrote the catalogs for the most prestigious auction house in New York City at that time, which was called Silos, S-I-L-O-S, Salos.
Uh-huh, right.
And he wrote very good catalogs and forwards for it. And he was sort of semi-retired in running the business. And my father then, who was aspiring in his 20s, came in the business. And during my father's early time in the art business,
he came in when, your father, roughly?
My father came in 1900, 1905, I don't know.
Around that.
The beginning of the 20th century.
Right.
For a short period of time, he took in a partner called Marshall Clapp. Marshall Clapp's father-in-law owned a antique shop in New York, which was very prominent. And eventually they merged that into my family business. And that primarily their business was artifacts and bronzes, but not too many paintings. To go back a little bit, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Right. The early business was furniture, though, wasn't it?
Yes, this is the point I wanted to bring out. In the early time, there were no dealers selling paintings in the early 1940s and 50s. Basically, they were selling prints. They were selling carpets, as they called them at the time, which are Turkish rugs. They sold bric-a-brac, mice and things like that. They sold umbrella stands.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, that's right. And my father, my grandfather,
Samuel,
great-grandfather, made more trips to Europe in 1 year. At that time, they had these steam clipper boats, and they were very fast. And if I recall correctly, he made 22 trips in 1 year. And he used to go to France and buy these things. He went to Bordeaux, Marseille, and Paris, but primarily Marseille. And he'd buy antique furniture, and he'd buy these various things for the guy and bring it back. And that was what the business was. It was only until my father's time that they got into the painting business.
But now, who would they sell to? Just private homes for decoration?
Yes.
There were no museums really buying.
You're quite right. Now, when Henry Devine was the first Devine to come over here, and he was on Fifth Avenue, and he knew Delft porcelains, he knew European porcelains, he didn't know anything about Chinese porcelains, and he knew less about paintings. And my grandfather used to help and advise him buy things. And Henry was a lovely, very nice man. And then his nephew, Lord Joe, came over, and he was really a high-pressure salesman and took over and zoomed off on, you know. And so our relationships with them were for a short period because Lord Joe was way ahead of us. He was running too fast for my grandfather. So they modestly went up to Union Square, I think it was, from there on 40th Street and 5th Avenue, 53rd Street and Madison Avenue, and up here.